Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
We've got a new name for a band. We're very excited about it. I'm telling you what, man, that is a name that can rock. And somebody should totally grab that before. Like, what's the name, Chad? We're not going to tell you. We're going to debut it, though. Our debut single should come out. I'll just give you this. The debut single is going to come out soon. We figured out the name for our album, which is Your Parakeet Needs a Colonoscopy. We're very excited about it. See, this is the stuff that matters to human beings. Like, make me laugh, Chad. Dance, man, dance! Rosie O'Donnell wants martial law declared because this Russia thing needs to be sorted out. I don't know what anybody thinks is going to happen. Did Russia spy on us? Did Russia break in to the interwebs of many of the DNC's bestest people and find out stuff it shouldn't have? And did they do stuff like that? Yeah, we're doing stuff like that to Russia. You don't think we're doing that right now? You don't think we're not spying on Russia? That's the one thing that makes me laugh. We talk as if we are somehow morally superior to these people because we've never done stuff like that before. We have influenced elections across the globe for a very, very long time. So before we stand on our high and mighty horse, let the person who is sinless cast thine first stone. Those in glass houses, if you will. Come on. Look, I don't agree with what Russia did. It was wrong. I don't agree that any of that stuff was wrong. You know, one of the funny things, though, and Trump said something yesterday, and I thought it was very real. Trump said something yesterday about the fact that Hillary got the questions to a debate before the debate, and we're worried on how, in God's name, did Russia do this. We're not focused on the fact that she got it and they played dirty to Bernie Sanders. We're not focused on a lot of that stuff, are we? No. We're not. We're not. Here's the funny thing. If you didn't do anything wrong, like if Russia hacks into my email, you know what they'll find? Nothing. Anthony and I emailing back and forth about the show, right? They're not going to find anything other than that. It's boring. If you have nothing to hide, and you get hacked into, what Russia did was wrong, but we're doing the same thing right now. And it didn't influence the election. And they didn't break into any of the election places via their hacking and actually hack away and change any votes. That didn't happen. All right? So let's just move off this and focus on the fact that in 8 days, we still don't have a band for the big party. All right? So that's why our band, Big Gay Frankenstein, is going to be it, right? We're super excited about this. So Anthony's in the band. Scotty's in the band. Scotty and Phil both have to be in the band because you two are the only ones who can play an instrument. I'm going to get you those cymbals that you put on your knee, Phil, and you clang together, and you play the drums as well. And you might have to play the guitar. So it's going to be great. It's going to be great. It is. I sit there and I laugh about this whole thing with this, you know, shopping things around and doing all kinds of crazy crap about this. And, you know, Comey, by the way, of all the people that are involved, FBI, James Comey, I think, is the one that's really in trouble, right? They're going after him. They're going to investigate him, doing all this kind of crap. But it doesn't matter. It's not going to change anything. Rosie O'Donnell can tweet all they want. Rosie O'Donnell can say, let's declare martial law. By the way, that's not a peaceful power. And Rosie, I'm going to tell you this right now. Okay, progressives? Of all the people that you probably don't want to say, let's do this to, the martial law thing kind of fear is the people on the right who are big guns rights activists, like myself, a Second Amendment person, and you go out there and you say to yourself, we need to declare martial law. I think if you think that any of these little skirmishes you've seen in Baltimore or Chicago are bad, you're going to get ugly at that point in time. That is not a peaceful power transition kind of thing. It's not going to happen. But it's insane that anybody would suggest it. It is. Still nothing. Still no Marie Osmond. Man, I'm shocked. We should get her on the show and said, have you heard from anybody? And she'd be like, no. Are you sure? No. Wouldn't tell you if I did, Chad. You jerk. It's crazy. You know. Yesterday, watching Rex Tillerson, for those of you who don't know or don't care, he's the guy that's going to be Secretary of State potentially. I think he's going to be, but, you know, we'll play it up as if Marco's going to throw a wrench in that. But yesterday, as the grilling was going on with Marco Rubio and the whole nine yards with Tillerson, as I'm watching this unfold and I'm watching all this crap happen and I'm seeing all this stuff take place with him, the entire time I'm thinking, I like what Tillerson's saying, and it could be anybody, so take out that guy because you don't even know who he is, nor do you care. But aren't we done nation building? You know, Rubio said something to him. He goes, you know, these people don't share our values, talking about Saudi Arabia and other places. And he's like, well, that's because they're not American. We're American. We have American values. Is it time that we have a new approach and that I think a much different approach that this guy may bring to something based on the fact that the business acumen that he and several other people that are coming in there and how they – Mad Dog Mattis is another person who wants to run things very business-like – that this is going to be a much more business-like thing. And we're going to look out for America's interests first. We're going to make sure our friends are protected and our allies. And outside of that, what you do in your own country is up to you at some point in time. Now, if badass crazy leaves and does something somewhere else, well, then that's something to think about. But until then, you know what? We're always talking about, you know, how everybody else should live their lives. How about we stay in our own lane? How about that? The only way that the Saudis are going to get to the point where women have the equality that they want isn't going to be from us trying to force them. Does that ever work? Right? Does that actually ever work? It never does. If we're going to get them, we... You know what? We drill here. We put sanctions on the hell of them. We just step away if that's what we want to do. Is that ever going to work? No. And if we talk to all the Saudi women that want equal rights, I'm sure there are a lot out there, but I think there's a lot of Saudi women who think, you know what? Their life is what it is. This is the religion that they believe in. They believe in this, and that's it. We need to stop trying to nation build in the way that we think is best. While we find it to be the best for us, we are born and raised in it. We understand it, and we many times take it for granted. But how about we hyper-focus on the things that matter here in our country and with our allies and the places we do not only business, but places where we would consider the nations our friends, and we find out how to have a better and closer bond and strengthen each other that way, rather than try to go into places where we're obviously not welcomed and we're obviously not wanted, and we say to ourselves, you should really do this. You should really do this. The issue I had with Hillary about that in Saudi Arabia is you can't scream about women's rights and then on the private side of things take from money elsewhere. But stop nation building. Stop it. That's our issue. Our issue is we've got to stop pretending like we give a rat's ass about a lot of this stuff. Focus on our interest, and we have a lot of them, and much of it is oil. Let's not lie. Much of it's oil and much of it's gas, natural gas. Things we also have here. Man, I'll tell you what, if I was Donald Trump, I would say, look, here's the deal. We're going to drill a little here, but we're going to get all these greenies in here, all these green people that really want to go green, and we're going to figure something out over the next 8 years that can do something, that can change the way that we travel, that can change the way that's not only good for the environment, but also puts other nations that we shouldn't be doing business with, that we don't think we really should have anything to do with, who, quite frankly, we have a very awkward relationship. And why don't we find a way to make travel cleaner, to make cars run longer and smoother, to not only benefit the environment, and then you know what? We're going to bring the big oil people in here because they're going to fund it because they're going to want a piece of it, because when that oil stuff goes away, guess who's going to be standing there? Who's funded something? So it's a win-win for everybody. How about that? And that way we can get our ass out of the places around the world who don't want us there, who don't like our values, who would like to live like it's the sixth century, who thinks it's okay to behead people in the middle of the street, who thinks it's okay that women live this way while we don't like it. You know what? Until they rise up and they, as a group, decide they don't like it, it is what it is. And stay out of their lane. The Chad Benson Show Facebook, at Chad Benson Show Twitter, CHADBENSON, Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the show, 323-538-2423. Somebody's laughing, saying, I absolutely love the name of your band. It is an awesome name. It is an big gay Frankenstein. Write that down, kids. We're going to go. We're number one with a bullet. What's next for health and health fads in 2017? It's the Chad Benson Show.
This is going to be easy. Let's see. What's next?
I know you're not going to like what I have to say next, but facts are facts.
What's next?
What's next?
What's next?
What is next? As we head into 2017, and we're already, 12 days in, 11 days into this thing? What are we? 12 days in. My God. 12 days in, my man. 12 days into this bad dog, and your diet's already broken down. You're looking and reaching for something else. I waited to start my New Year's resolution today because it's actually not a resolution. It's a goal. But I said to myself, what will be the fads for 2017? We have these fads. What's next for diet and exercise? Now, we have the old, standalone kind that we'll talk about those in a moment. But this year, the Dietary Association of Australia has said the worldwide they predict that the microbi diet will be on top of the diet this year, diet list, as the best diet. Blech. That just sounds like that's not good. They believe healthy gut bacteria helps weight loss. That's the one with, is it somebody else's gut bacteria? Is that weird crap, right? Yeah, fecal bacteria is what I'm being told by Anthony. So that is going to be the big thing. That's what you got going on there. There's also another diet out there. This one's interesting, right? There is the carbohydrate ketogenic diet. If they say it's going to surge in popularity. People are going to be testing their urine to make sure they're in ketosis, which is the body breaking down fat. It's another diet for people who do extreme things. It's a restrictive 5-2 diet, eating 500 calories a day for 2 days each and then back. I have no idea. 5 to 10% carbohydrates. It's so weird. Like, all of these diets, again, we're looking for the magic pill. Then there's the 12 to 1500 calorie diet, where every day, essentially, you eat 12 to 1500 calories a day, and kind of regardless of what you do, working out or not, you'll start to lose weight. Weight will slowly but surely come off you. Shocker. If you don't eat, you lose weight. Clean eating is gone, they said. That's out. Clean eating is out. There's like it's gone. Dairy-free, gluten-free, and low FODMAP foods that contain certain molecules that can be difficult for some people to absorb. What is wrong with you people? What in God's name is wrong with you people? It's one thing to have a peanut allergy. It's another thing, yeah, I'm gluten-free. And I know I'm going to get a text message or I'm going to call and you're going to have some special thing. Look, if you have celiac disease and a few of these other things, that is an understanding. I understand that, right? We get that. But what's next for dieting now is food. I can't absorb food the normal way. I mean, I did for 32 years, but overnight, I can't do it anymore. So the doctor is putting me on a special diet that is going to help me lose weight. He's going to sew my mouth shut. Quitting sugar. Because people realize that the replacements for sugar are high in calories, so that's out. So here's what they say is in. Healthy, functional food. What is a functional food? Well, it's great. It's a hamburger, but it's also a stapler. Oh, my God. Pears superfood. This is great. Pears superfood. Well, we can pair this up. This food over here is really super. It's strong. It can fly. This one over here is great in the water. We've paired them up to beat. We've built a Justice League of snacks. Dumbasses. Microbi, that's the one, that gut thing. That includes whole grains, apparently. Again, I don't. Sometimes you don't want to know. Like, what happened to the good old-fashioned things where you just go and swallow one of those? What was that thing that in the old days, the Victorian days, the worm? Tapeworm. Ah, what happened to that? The good old days. Tapeworms, right? Like, can't get that back? If I could tell you right now, Producer Phil, you swallow a tapeworm and in a month you lose 40 pounds, would you do it?
Sign me up.
Hell yeah. There you go. So, I mean, because why isn't that in vogue anymore? God, I would love that. Fads. Dairy-free, gluten-free, low food map or FODMAP. Gluten-free is a fad. Gluten-free is a fad. Man, these people, you know what? As much as people jump on fake news, people jump on fake fads, and so do all of the companies out there. You have to adjust for your audience, and your audience wants gluten-free, even though it's not really. God, it's so ridiculous. Out is the paleo, clean eating, no sugar. Oh, my God, I found out what the best diet is. You guys ready for it? Eat less, work out more. No, yes, yes. If you're used to eating 4,000 calories a day, cut it down to 3,000 calories a day. Work out a few days a week. Who gives a rat's ass what kind of calories you eat? If you want to eat two cheeseburgers and that's your 3,000, your 1,500, 2,000 calories a day, and you work out, knock yourself out. There you go. And then come back to me in a year and see how you do. Paleo. If I have to think about what it is and research it, I don't want no part of it, right? And like, if you tell me you're pansexual, fried sexual, hetero flexible, gender neutral, whatever, and I have to look you up, I don't even care anymore. Same thing with my diet. Sorry. Eat less, work out more. Chad solves it all, kids. Woo! The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBenson, Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text this fine vehicle of fun and frivolity, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423, Chad Benson Show.
Chad Benson Show. Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
Secret, secret, I got a secret. Styx, maybe they could play. Like they would do. I mean, right now, some of these bands, man, you guys could use some pub, right? You could use the pub to play the inauguration. Any one of these balls. Anyone. Like, you could use the help. Somebody came to me and said, Styx, you guys want to, well, our politics say no, but our bank account says yes, we'd love to do it. Robots, human or not? Well, they're not, Chad. They're robots. I get that. But today the EU or the European Parliament decided, hey, you know what? We're going to draft we've got this draft here that says, hey, we should give them legal status of some sort, calling them electronic persons. I'm not kidding you. This is not The Onion. This is off of Reuters and several other places. Again, legitimate. They're thinking about making them somewhat human, electronic persons, giving them rights as people. Now, it sounds stupid, right? Like, okay, you know, this sounds like a funny story, but we're headed into a day and age where technology is, first of all, it is the number one driver, right? Because technology is not going anywhere, and we're always going to be inventing. We're always going to be moving forward. We're always going to be doing something. Artificial intelligence is growing, and it's growing fast. And I start thinking about where we will be in 5 years, where we're going to be in 10 years. At CES, you know what everybody talked about? Robots. Robots, robots, robots. And the interactive side of things where you're not having to tell somebody something. It's literally interacting with you in a way. I was looking at, they've got this thing out now. Talk about coming full circle. You know, your kid plays with a tablet. Now they've got this new thing now that you can essentially put inside your mom and dad's home or your grandma and grandpa's home that is almost like this electronic friend that they can converse with, which I think is a really good idea. And especially if you set it up in a way that, you know what, grandma and grandpa or mom and dad, if you're worried about them, you have this thing that can converse. But just in case something happens, this thing's able to contact you and the police immediately. It's, you know, long gone are the days of, I've fallen and I can't get up. Now the robot's going to be like, I must, you know, help you out here. But we walk a slippery slope here when we look at them and we decide we're going to give them rights. Because by giving them rights, that means they're going to, we won't own them, right? We can't own things like that. If something has a right, we can't own it. And we've seen the insanity of, like, you know, people taking, you know, the New York City Bronx Zoo to court because they think that, you know, PETA, that this chimp or this thing is a human and should have rights. And we've seen it around the world. It's nuts. They say the most sophisticated autonomous robots could be established as having the status of electronic persons with these specific rights and obligations, including that of making good any damage they may cause. That's fine. So your robot breaks something. But what happens if somebody breaks your robot? Is that a crime? Is there going to be hate crime legislation? You hate electronics. You hate robots. Do you see the insanity of stuff like this? We walk the slippery slope. Is this a Terminator-like situation where Skynet is going to blow us out of the water? I think over time, as AI continues to develop, as AI continues to think, as AI, and that's artificial intelligence, for those of you not keeping score, it's not Allen Iverson, as AI continues to do these kind of things where they are growing, then yeah, you worry about stuff like that. You don't think DARPA is coming up with all kinds of ways to fight wars through robots? You don't think at some point in time that maybe we get to that point where we start to have stuff that may or may not do something, that we will get a murder, and then all of a sudden we're like, whoa? And what happens if you kill a bot? Do we get to have a kill switch? And if it's got AI and it is advanced enough, what happens along the way when it decides I'm going to disable my kill switch because I don't think that you should have the right to do that to me? That's what artificial intelligence is all about. It's ever thinking. It's ever growing. It's all of these kind of things. It sounds completely stupid. It sounds like a made-up movie. But the fact that the Europeans are looking at this, think about where we are in 5 or 10 years. Think about where we've come from. Early 90s, got the flip phone, right? Got a flip phone. Hell, a text message. Whoa, my God, it's never going to get any better than this. And now we've got, you know, robots and holograms and things that talk to us at the house and smart homes, and technology is going to get to the point where we're no longer going to be the creators of it. They may start creating themselves. Think about those kind of little things like that. And if you don't think that's true, over the last 18 months, and they say technology, it's funny, I talked to my uncle the other day. They used to say every 18 months, technology doubles. They're up to the point now where they think it's about every 10 months now, technology's doubling. That thing that you bought today that you love and you take home and it's amazing and you're all looking at it, that thing is a piece of crap. Because behind it in a month or two or five or six is something that is frightening. Frightening, fast, amazing, incredible. And you know what? That thing sucks too. Because behind that is something even better. Technology is only going to grow. It's only going to get better. It's only going to be more advanced. And we have used it in a lot of different ways. But those white-collar jobs in a lot of places, accounting, even in some law situations, they've got judges now that are lawyers, judges and lawyers that are robots that are hearing cases. There's a lot of things that's going to happen. And technology has been a great driver for a lot of these things. But we also have to understand that is there a point where we step back, like with science? Is there a point where we say, you know what, we've played God enough? Maybe we shouldn't do this. But somebody will always push the envelope. And as we all know, the genie's out of the bottle. And getting the genie back in the bottle rarely happens. It's something to think about. Like, look at this. Facebook, here's something. Facebook apparently has a secret division, and they're developing a mind-reading device. Building 8. Kind of creepy. Brain-computer interface engineer and neutral imaging engineer are wanted right now. Facebook wants to know everything about you. It doesn't even have to be a robot as we think. What happens when computers start thinking on their own, which they're already doing? I mean, think about the algorithms. Type something in on Google today. Say, you know, trip to Russia. You know, I want to take a trip to wherever. You know, to London, to New York, to Chicago, to L.A. And then the next time you go back, what do you get? You get 50 trips. Hey, you can save money here, here, and here. Read an article last week that they can tell if you got a cheap computer. The algorithms are at the point now, as the intelligence grows, they can tell that you're working on a PC that's old. So guess what? When you're looking up something, I may send you something that I would send somebody in a brand new Mac. And the brand new Mac, the guy may buy this thing for 10 bucks more. But because you're working on a cheaper computer, oh, I know the area you're in. Guess what? You know what? Because of that area, I'm going to send you something cheaper. Even though you're wanting to go on vacation, I'm going to put you in the same hotel that somebody else in a better area is going to pay a little bit more for. It's starting to look at us like that. And again, I love it. Embrace the technology. Embrace the technology. But where do we go when it starts to outpace us? What happens one day if robots are smart enough and they look around and say, you know what? You guys have jacked the pooch here tremendously on Earth, and we're thinking maybe we've had enough of you. Well, dude, that's Skynet. That's a question. Again, who knows what DARPA's doing? Who knows what they're doing? Because the one thing that the man has, the hubris that we have, is we think we can control all, right? We think we have all the answers and we can control each and every single thing. We think that. And that's usually the downfall. When you think you have something under control, when you think you've got it all handled, when you think you know all the answers, is usually when it comes and bites you in the ass. And I think we walk a slippery slope when we start looking at robots and saying, you're on par with us, you're equal, and you have rights. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, C-H-A-D-B-E-N-S-O-N, Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the shoe. Love when you do, 323-538-2423. 323-538-2423. You can also email us, chat at chadbensonshow.com. Little say what? This is great. Who's better looking, the right or the left? I want to go to this yoga. This yoga sounds amazing. We've got two yogas. It's polar opposites of each other. Both of them catching on. It's the Chad Benson Show.
You're listening to The Chad Benson Show.
Say what, y'all? Say what? Say what?
Hey, Phil, I like your say what story. Read it to us. It's amazing.
Cops pull over a stolen minivan, find 7 kids, some with packing tape over their mouths. The driver was a woman who was in labor.
Super solid individual that person is. First of all, are you ready for the eighth kid? Is it Henry? Is it Henry the eighth I am? Are they all your children? And again, how do we get in the situation where you have children with packing tape over your mouth, you're in labor, and oh, by the way, I forgot to mention to you, this car's hot. Say woo!
I didn't also mention the marijuana that was found in the handgun.
She play in the NFL? Chad. Saying bad things about the NFL. Speaking of that, little say what. The Chargers are moving from San Diego to Los Angeles. They announced today they're going to play at the StubHub Center, which is where the MLS Galaxy play. It only holds about 27,000 people. That's going to be interesting in itself. But I was telling the guys today, Jack had a very exciting and very sad day yesterday, little wee Jack. He got his first little Valentine. He's got a big crush on him, and her name is Charlotte. He says, and I quote, "Dad, she's really good at recess." So I don't know what that means. Maybe she plays, you know, I don't know, handball or whatever. I don't even know what the kids are allowed to play anymore. But then being a his favorite non-Super Bowl winning team, as you can say, Dad, we have our Super Bowl. He goes, we got Super Bowlers, and that's the Patriots. But my favorite team's the Chargers because he's down in San Diego. Devastated. Like, waterworks. Like, that they're leaving. And to watch the guy, that the one singular guy that showed up last night after they announced they were leaving, watching him throw eggs at the Chargers headquarters was hilarious. It was like watching a guy play catch with his kids. Just so funny. Just good. And again, I saw a bunch of people today throwing, you know, throwing their shirts out there and burning them, and people were crying. But it wasn't a big, you know what? The truth is, the Chargers had their chance. The NFL, people say, well, you know, the NFL's screwing up. They're not. They had a chance. The product sucks, but you know what? You show up or you don't show up. And this has been something that's been ongoing for years. They're leaving. They're going to San Diego, from San Diego to L.A. They're going to play 2 years in the StubHub Center, and then they're going to go to that big brand-new stadium. And the sad thing is, by the time the Rams and the Chargers are ready to move into that huge, amazing new stadium, they're both probably going to be very good, and the novelty and the decency of how good the team is, and the fact that they're both good and maybe even potentially, you know, playoff and Super Bowl bound, it'll be a win-win. I don't feel bad, because if you don't want your team and you're not willing to pony up some money, this is the world we live in. This is it. I mean, L.A. doesn't care. We don't. But we don't care. We got two teams we don't care about. The Raiders are the only team that should have been in Los Angeles. But they're going to Vegas. But I don't feel bad. If you don't want your team, they're going to leave. That's it. They're going to leave. At some point in time, if you want them to play in a stadium built in the 60s that's made of concrete with no luxury boxes and was really built for baseball, eventually they're going to leave. There you go. You got what you wanted. Oh, all right. I worked out today. I do not do yoga because it's just something I feel that I don't need to do, although I will try one of these yogas. The newest trends in yoga have come out, and this one is, it's like, they call it ergoga. It's like aggressive yoga. Essentially what it is, it's karate, right? It's like, you know, it's calisthenics, choreographed playlists, you know, Adele, U2, Stevie Wonder and stuff like that. And then it's aggressive kind of like yoga poses, but you do them quick. It's great. I hope it's better than Bikram yoga, because that guy's a nut job. That guy's insane. Chad. But it looks interesting. But if I'm going to try any yoga, if I, being of sound mind, would say to myself, I want to do yoga, there's only one yoga that I'm going to try. There's a 1,200-person waiting list, and it's growing each and every single day. Lainey Morse of Albany, Oregon, decided this was the best way to do yoga. It's called goat yoga. That's right. Goat yoga. Goats have open access to the guests during their practice. And while people are doing yoga, they will jump on their backs and snuggle up to them and relax. And when you're doing downward dog, you got a goat eating your hoodie or whatever it is you're doing yoga with. That's one of those weird animals that I think it would be cool to have as a pet. Pygmy goat. Have you ever seen the goats that have those, the ones that fall asleep, the narcoleptic goats, whatever the hell they're called, the sleeping goats where they just pass out? I think they just pass out. They're just sitting there, and then all of a sudden, boom! Like, that'd be great. But this looks great. They say goats are perfect for yoga practice because it's not only combining nature and animals, it's combining yoga, and they all go well together. It's hilarious. There's some sheep out there as well. I don't know if I'm doing sheep yoga, but I'm up for goat yoga. It's like petting zoo yoga. That's what it is. It's like petting zoo yoga. But the fact that there are 1,200 people that are waiting to do this shows you why the rest of the world, again, hates us, right? The rest of the world would love to have goats to either eat and or for milk or whatever else they can get it for, and they can't get it. We thought it'd be funny if we all put on our yoga pants, stretched, and had them run around us, and we charge people money for it. And people are like, oh, my God, what a great idea. I'm up for goat yoga, though. I am. I am totally up for goat yoga. That would be awesome. The goats, I have these dreams. Like, if I could do, like, think about this. If you could keep a goat, like, the size of a cat, that'd be awesome. Right? Use your little trash compactor. You just go and mow it. Like, just throw the trash there, and he just mow it. Same thing I should say. Like, if you could get a elephant and keep it the size of, like, a St. Bernard, oh, my God, could I sell the hell out of those? I would sell those things so fast. I'm like, sorry, dude. It's a 2-year waiting list to get the pygmy pachyderm that you want. Right? That'd be awesome. We call them small elephants because they're tiny. They don't have tusks. You don't have to worry about them, you know. You want to stay? You want to do conservation? Stop thinking big. Think small. Think what can people have as a pet? The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter. CHADBENSON, chat at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the Shiro, 323-538-2423. Fainting goats, thank you very much. 323-538-2420. They're hilarious. I love those things. Fainting goats. Grab yourself a fainting goat and watch it go. Call the show as well. You can email us, chat at ChadBensonShow.com. Now, if you guys don't mind, I'm going to go do fish yoga. The Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show.